healthy alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. Healthy Alternatives is about you. And what we want to look at are the things you can do to feel better, live longer, and enjoy life more. In this segment, what I like to do at the beginning of the show is talk about an issue or concern that you should know about, because it can have a real impact on you and may be getting in your way of achieving optimum health. Today I want to talk about the birth process. When a baby is born in this country, the placenta is clamped within 15 to 30 seconds. That's the standard procedure, and then it's cut. This is done because the view is in this country that clamping reduces the mother's risk of excess bleeding and the baby's risk of jaundice. This sounds good, except for many years, the World Health Organization, the International Federation of Gynecology and Obstetrics have advised against this practice. But obstetricians in this country haven't changed their method of operating. What is recommended is that you wait 3 to 4 minutes before the doc does the clamping and the cutting. Why is this so important? Well, when a baby is born, they're still breathing off of the placenta. That's how they're getting their oxygen. They're not breathing from their lungs. And the baby's lungs actually have to expand. In this 3 to 4 minutes, there's a burst of blood that goes through the placenta into the lungs that helps the newborn's lungs expand. Plus, there's a whole range of stem cells that are in there that move in with the blood. And if the mom has not been high in iron in her system, the child could become anemic from this 15 to 30 second cutoff. By waiting the 3 to 4 minutes, there's enough iron that goes into the child's body that can last for 6 to 8 months. So there's some very strong, compelling reasons then, if you're giving birth, to talk to your doctor and find out if they're willing to delay clamping. When you go into the hospital, if the doc said yes, remind the doc, remind the personnel, have somebody there as your advocate to say, wait a minute, don't clamp. It's very important for the baby's health. It's up to you to make that information known to your doc, because the docs in this country are really focused in on quick clamping. On the show today, I'm going to be talking to an expert who's the dean of the Kinesiology College of Canada, and she is an expert in the field of energy medicine, and we're going to be looking at sound and how it affects you, how vibration can affect your healing and your well-being. If you want to know more about me, you can click on the globe on this page, or you can go to teplitz.com, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Every week, I like to talk to you about what I call a healthy breakthrough, something that's come out that can really be the positive side of helping you in terms of your health and well-being. And I want to talk about a sweet topic today, and that's honey. Turns out there's been some research recently about honey when a kid has the stomach flu, that if a child is given a teaspoon of honey in their drinks, they wind up experiencing 40% less vomiting and diarrhea, and they're going to recover a whole day faster than kids who didn't have honey at all. Turns out it's the antimicrobial properties that are in the honey that seem to be wiping out the infection-causing bacteria and speeding the healing. There's another purpose for a very special kind of honey. If you've got to go into the hospital, there's an infection running rampant in hospitals called MRSA. It's also now been spreading into the community, into gyms, and it can be very deadly, it can be very dangerous. There's only one antibiotic that's left in the doc's kit of stuff that can help fight this and cure it, and doctors are concerned even this last antibiotic will fail in terms of its usefulness in the near future. There's now, though, an option that's available, and it's a natural option, and it's actually FDA approved. It's a honey from New Zealand called Active Manuka Honey, M-A-N-U-K-A, Manuka Honey. It has in it what they call the unique Manuka factor, and it's actually able to completely eliminate staph MRSA bacteria that's in a wound. One of the beauties of using this honey also is you don't have a time limitation with like antibiotics. You can only take them for a certain period. You can use this honey until your infection clears. So you now have a healthy alternative. If you or somebody you know gets MRSA, you've got to tell the doc you want to go with Active Manuka Honey. Before I bring on my guest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Every one of us is under stress from work, family, the economy, layoffs, the inability to retire. These are the realities today. Even if you're doing okay, we all have friends and relatives experiencing hard times. Hey, just watching the news can make you nervous. Make no mistake, there's nothing benign about stress. It can lead to high blood pressure, digestive problems, difficulty concentrating, and increased risk of disease. That's why Dr. Jerry Teplitz wrote the book Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. He presents easy, effective techniques to reduce stress, eliminate pain, relieve insomnia, and gain an overall sense of well-being. Managing Your Stress is fully illustrated and provides hands-on, proven methods you can use immediately. Dr. Teplitz knows how to cut to the chase. He begins working with you from the very first page of Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. Click on the cover that you see on the WebTalkRadio.net page in front of you and buy it now. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and it will change your life.
I'd like to welcome my guest today to Healthy Alternatives, Evelyn Mulders. She was originally an engineering tech, but then she moved into a very different direction and became an accomplished, what's known as an energy kinesiologist. We'll talk about that later. She's a senior faculty member of the International College of Professional Kinesiology Practice and dean of the Kinesiology College of Canada. Evelyn is one of the innovators in the field of energy medicine and is recognized by her peers as a leader and educator in energy medicine. She's author of a number of books, DVDs, which show people how to create and maintain positive vibes. Today, we're going to be talking about one of her books called The Essence of Sound, and she's also the creator and inventor of a product line that is called Sound Essence. So, Evelyn, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
Oh, thank you, Jerry, for inviting me.
So I've got a question for you first, because it's in the intro that I just did talking about energy medicine, and our listeners may not know exactly what that is. So why don't you give a snapshot of what you view as energy medicine, and then we'll go from there.
Well, energy medicine really is looking at the body in three parts. Up until recently, we've been just looking at the physical aspect of our body for complaints and fixing that sort of thing. But really, we've got an emotional and a spiritual aspect of the body. And that is what most people think about as the body bubble. And inside that body bubble, there's an anatomy. Just like we have a liver and a kidney inside the physical body, the body bubble has its own anatomy, and that's the meridians, the chakras, the auric field, figure eight energy, spiral energy, and also a gridding system. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Cool. So how did you get into energy medicine in the first place, since it's not your typical field for somebody who's an engineering tech to go explore?
Oh, my goodness, Jerry. I had a curiosity with nature and studied in the thick woods of northern Canada and was learning about plants. And my teacher had this crazy idea that you could actually talk to the plants and the plants had something to say back. And coming from an engineering background, I sort of had that furrowed eyebrow look at her.
Like, you're crazy, lady.
That's right.
Where's the door to get out of here?
But she was also an academic, so I really took her seriously. And so I studied with her several weekends in the summer and really got connected with the plant energy and started listening to the plants and was understanding that nature has messages for us and we are in co-creation really with the entire universe, and all we have to do is stop and listen. And that's where the secret of living a healthy life comes from, is tapping into the universal energies. She had a weekend workshop where she invited all of her students, and there was about 100 of us that have been there for about 5 years or so, and she offered this vibrational weekend, and that's really where my eyes got opened.
So in talking about vibrations, let's talk about sound for a minute, and because you, in your new book, Essence of Sound,
yes.
you talk about sound as a key component of this. So what is sound that a layperson could understand it?
Well, if you can just come back to the very basics of the universe, if you understand that everything in the universe has a vibration, and vibration is sound, sound that maybe we can't hear, dogs can hear it, but sound that maybe humans can't hear, everything vibrates. Like if we were clever enough with our hearing, we'd be able to hear the grass in the mountains, we'd be able to hear the sky, but it's beyond our hearing capacity. But these sine waves that sound follows affects us on an energetic level. And so really the trick to all of this is find the missing link in our sine wave in our body and connect it with nature, what we're missing from nature. Some people it's sound, some people it's color, some people it's, you know, just looking at a great sunset. You know, it's whatever we're missing to bring wholeness back to the body.
You know, I had a thought in reading your book as a way of explaining sound to folks is think of cell phones nowadays, and you literally have somebody who is using sound. They're dialing a number, and this goes out into literally all over the planet at the same time and picks your particular cell phone and actually makes your cell phone physically operate. So from nothing out of thin air, we get this ability to be able to talk to somebody who's not even there.
That's an incredible analogy. Fabulous.
Yeah, and so I think that's a way of looking at the notion of sound, that I think what you're talking about is that it's all over the place.
It is. And just to be deliberate listeners and picking up the resonance that we need for our own healing is the trick.
Yeah, let's talk about that then. So, because then in your book, you start talking about vibrational healing. So, can you explain that, what it is and how it operates?
Well, vibrational healing, back to what I was saying earlier, comes from the universal energies. And so, back to the plant kingdom. Can I come right back to the basics? Like taking an herb a long time ago, we just thought that it was the chemical constituents of the herbs. But everyone knows when you go into the garden how great that feels to get, you know, your fingers in the dirt, touching the plants.
Wait a minute. Not everyone likes that.
Well,
there are people who just like to go shopping for it, but let's talk. let's focus in on those who do like it.
Okay. So when you get a, how about if you weren't feeling well and somebody brought you a plant?
Okay,
so you feel better with the plant. And so where I was going with that is that the plant has a vibration. Other vibrational remedies come from, another aspect of the plant is flower essences. It's the it's the vibration that the flower itself gives off, not the whole plant. Then we've got homeopathy as a vibrational remedy. Lots of people are familiar with aromatherapy and how it affects the body and the mood and that sort of thing. So that's what I'm talking about, vibrational remedies. Lots of us use it already and just aren't aware that they're vibrational remedies. And color and sound and crystals and gems all fit into the category of vibrational remedies.
See, people forget years ago, and they may not even been aware of it, is the way you listen to a radio is you had a crystal. And the crystal actually vibrated, and you could listen to the sound waves, the radio in effect. So the notion of things that are we look as solid are not really solid. They're actually atoms and space and motion all the time. And so what happened next for you in your journey? Because you went and the teacher talked about vibration, and then how did you take all this further?
Well, it was an evening, and she brought in a crystal bowl player, and we were all enthralled with what was going on. And in the middle of that musical experience, I had quite a shift in my body and recognized that it was fairly profound. And I woke up the next morning asking the teacher that could you, in fact, infuse sound into matter so that everybody could feel what I had felt, because it was a real sense of wholeness, something that we often go out looking for. We don't feel like we're quite ourselves, or we're not kind of complete. And in that moment, it was like I was just perfect in every way, and it was just quite an experience. And I thought, well, you know, as a healer, that's what you want for all of your clients. So how can I tap into this?
And then what happened?
Well, then years went by. With my engineering background, I went into the left brain, started trying to figure out how to do it electronically and using all kinds of equipment. And then I simply came back to imprinting water with sound. And so I've used different tools to imprint the water for different energy systems. And then have married.
Hold on 1 second, because our listeners may not know about this concept of imprinting water. Why don't you talk about the research from Masu Emoto and some of the other stuff that's out there about that, so that they really understand you're talking about something that's very real and happens.
It is very real and it happens. And once we can buy into it, we'll get a deeper understanding of how we can support our bodies for sure. Now, Masaru Emoto did it pictorially. What he did is he blessed water. That was his biggest experiment. He blessed the water. And then another water he cursed. And when he took the water into a freezer, he flash froze it. And then under the microscope looked at the crystalline structure of the water and noticed that the cursed water was kind of shapeless, geometrically shapeless, but the blessed water delivered these incredible, beautiful snowflakes and showed structure. And if you know anything about sacred geometry, I know I'm pushing the boundaries here a little bit, but that's what the universe is built on, is structure completely. So he believed that with the blessed water and seeing the structure in the snowflake, that it had more value. And you can try it yourself. You can take a glass of water right out of the tap and bless it with the Lord's Prayer, or just bless it with your loving energy and drink the water, and you'll taste the difference.
So before we continue, what I'd like to remind you is that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net. And we'll be back with my guest, Evelyn Mulders, and talking about sound and vibration and healing in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So I'm talking today to Evelyn Mulder. She's a senior faculty member of the International College of Professional Kinesiology Practice and dean of the Kinesiology College of Canada. She's an innovator in the field of energy medicine. She's author of several books. Her newest one is The Essence of Sound. She's also the inventor of the Sound Essence product line. And before the break, we were talking about a gentleman who's a Japanese scientist named Masu Emoto. And there's another piece that I'm aware of that I did besides the research Evelyn was talking about is where he wrote words on a piece of paper and stuck it on the side of a glass, let it sit overnight, and then the next morning he did this flash freezing process that Evelyn was talking about and was able to photograph what the crystals look like. And so he had the word you fool on there. He had love and gratitude, thank you. And all those words created very, very different crystal structure. And the more positive the words created much more complex and beautiful crystal structures. So the notion of going from the yicko to what really looks good, what Evelyn's talking about, is very real out there. So tell us about the book and some of the focal points that you have in the book, Evelyn.
Well, the book starts out just explaining how you can imprint water with sound. Edgar Cayce in the beginning said that sound was the healing vibration of the 21st century. So here we are. So we talk a little bit about sound, and we talk a little bit about vibration, and then I take you through the book very, very simplistically, moving right from the meridians, talking about how each one of the meridians affects the body, have organized that in the elemental, the five element theory of the Chinese medicine, and then the next chapter goes into the chakras. And
hold on a second, because you're putting out terms that our listeners may not be aware of. So just for them to be aware of, the chakra system is very ancient, but it kind of corresponds to our glands like the thyroid and the thymus and those kinds of things. So there's some correlation between the two systems. So that was one aspect. Then you said, what was the other one?
I was moving on to the auric field next.
Yeah, so explain that a little bit just so our folks understand that.
Well, coming back to the chakras, Jerry, then each one of the seven chakras in the body also holds emotions. And so with those glands that you talked about, they're correlated with emotions. And so really the chakras are the emotional aspect of our center, and then they feed into the body bubble in layers, creating what we call an auric field. So there's seven bands in the auric field related to the seven chakras in the body. And that's how we pick up information, Jerry. Like if you go into the woods and you meet the saber-toothed tiger, your filters in your body bubble are on to determine whether you're going to go hug the saber-toothed tiger or are you going to get out of there. And so that's what our
I'm getting out of there, bye.
That's right. That's what our auric field does. It's a filter. And what's most important, and lots of people haven't got an understanding about this, is that being a filter, it's a secondary immune system. So the importance of keeping the auric field nice, tight, and healthy and vibrant can actually support the physical body by bouncing back any negative energy that's coming at you that might deteriorate your physical body.
So in effect, it's a way of staying healthy.
Absolutely.
From what's coming at you. Absolutely. Now, how does this whole field, how is it doing nowadays with all the electronic stuff that's around us, all the things flying through the airwaves that we don't see? Is that making it a lot more difficult for people to cope and stay healthy?
Well, I didn't want to mention anything when you were talking about all the cell phones and the waves that are going through the airs. And, of course, all of the computer systems are hooked up to internet, ethernets, the cables, the overhead cables. That's all creating sine waves in our field, and those are less than healthy for us. So if we can be deliberate builders of our auric field to keep our body bubble nice and tight and healthy, those negative vibrations won't affect us. And they're even asking people not to keep the cell phones in the pockets anymore because it's just too close.
Yeah, and there's more and more research that I've seen coming out talking about the negative benefits and the impacts that cell phones have. Now, let me ask you a question. Can you give us a story or two of people who have taken this notion of your, from your book, The Sound Essences, The Essence of Sound, and really talk about how they used it and how they changed themselves?
Well, generally, we use it in the clinic as holding the vibration of what's been done in the clinic. So clients, when they come in to get a balance of sorts, I set them up with the essence to take hold home to hold the vibration that they've experienced. So I don't know if your listeners have gone to a therapist, they get their balance, and then 2 days later, they don't see the results from previously. And that's because the vibration has come back down again. So working with vibrational remedies, you can hold the balance that you've got in therapy. I had one gal here last week, and she had severe pain in her face, and she had 4 attacks in the hour that she was here. We literally had to stop our work, and she crunched up herself in a little ball. And as I was working with her, I just noticed that her meridians were completely running backwards. So I got the meridians running in the right direction using the meridian sound essence. There was a few chakras.
So the meridian sound essence is what?
Oh, it's just a small vial holding the vibration of homeopathic herb and tuning fork sound.
Okay.
And you just put a couple drops on the body, and the meridians recognize the signal, and it takes it right to the organ and gland that's related to the meridian. So we got the meridians running real well, checking in with her chakras. There was a couple down, and we used the chakra mists. But the most important thing was that her whole auric field had collapsed upon itself because it was in a protective state. And so we just worked with the auric field, built the band up a little bit, so we created a bit of a body bubble. And in the very end, it's a brand new remedy that not many know about, is the spiral energy. I called it Reiki Revolution. And I used that remedy on her, and immediately her eyes popped open, and she said, "What was that?" And I said, "That was working with spiral energy." She says, "I have no pain." And she came on a Wednesday, and she emailed me on Sunday, and she said, "I have no idea what it is that you did, but I don't think I have the sickness that the doctor explained to me." So vibrational remedies are very, very impactful, and it's only because we're looking at the other two-thirds of the body that we've been missing all along.
Can you use these to like work with, because it's kind of an epidemic of ADHD and all the alphabet letters with kids, are these things that you can use to help help their systems?
Absolutely. It's all energy.
Okay. Give an example of somebody then you've worked with, if you have a kid that would be good for our listeners to hear.
Well, I had a practitioner in Ireland email me back, and he worked with a specific note with one child, and within 15 minutes, the child could pronounce the word D, and that was, they'd been working on that for, I think he mentioned 18 months. I don't know how old the child was, but he's working very diligently with the ADHD issues with children.
That's great. Now, these products that you have, where are they available so people can explore further?
Well, there's a website that you can go to, and of course it's www.soundessence.net. I have a distributor called Color Energy out of Vancouver that carries the products. Now, the book itself is on sale. I've got a special offer on it for your listeners, and the website for that is www.essenceofsound.net. Don't put the in it, so it's essenceofsound.net. And there's about a $13 discount on the book, so it's worthwhile to take a look at that that web.
Will they need to click on something special to get the discount?
No, it's the page I made specially for your show, Jerry, essenceofsound.net. Don't Google it, just type it in.
So it's essence, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, of sound.net, and you'll get that. I'd like to thank you for being a guest on the my show today, and appreciate your sharing really revolutionary type of information that can really give people some healthy alternatives. Thanks for being on the show, Evelyn.
Thanks so much for having me, Jerry. All the best.
My guest next week is going to be Dr. William Hablitz. Dr. Hablitz is an intern in Southern Ohio, and he's an associate professor of clinical medicine at the University of Cincinnati College of Medicine. He's been recognized for excellent teaching. He's written a book called It Was Only a Moment Ago. And with Dr. Hablitz, we're going to be exploring the difference between curing of a disease and healing of people. As a matter of fact, Dr. Wayne Dreyer, who's written many, many books, best-selling author, calls Dr. William an angel disguised as a medical doctor and says his words will touch your soul. Well, tune in next week and let Dr. Hablitz's words touch your soul. Don't miss this show. We'll see you then.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.